With the state of today's economy, it's more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made from the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back in your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality, made-to-last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
With the state of today's economy, it is more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made of the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back into your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality made-to-last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
Chapter 1. The air in the Great Hall was thick. Mine. I stood on the dais, the scent of burning pine and old polished stone filling my nose. Thousands of my pack watched me. Their Alpha King. Today I secured my legacy. Today I will be married. Her scent cut through the incense, something like winter jasmine and ozone. Arya, my fated mate. She walked the aisle. Her white dress was simple. Too simple. She looked small, her eyes fixed on the stone floor. This was not the picture of a queen. A beat later, the bond flared. An inconvenient, itching heat right under my skin. It felt like a rope I never asked for, pulling me toward her. I clenched my jaw. The moon goddess gives us fated mates because she thinks we need them. She thinks we need balance, but I needed control. I needed strength, not this. This fragile girl who trembled as she walked. Truth be told, my father's mating ceremony was the stuff of legends. He was a hard alpha, and the moon gave him a Luna who was harder, a warrior. I remember she met his gaze with fire. She challenged him. This was a chore. "She is adequate," my beta Marcus murmured beside me. I ignored him. My gaze swept the crowd. I saw their adoration. I saw their fear. I saw their respect. That was power. That was my life's work. This ceremony was just paperwork, a ritual to satisfy the elders and the moon. Arya finally reached the dais. She lifted her eyes. Oh, they weren't just scared. They were bright, too bright, full of some naive, stupid hope. It irritated me. Because of that, I didn't smile. I didn't offer my hand. Before she could speak, I turned to the elder. "Let us begin." My voice boomed, a king's voice. The elder cleared his throat, but just like that, a ripple of noise broke the silence. My silence. I frowned, my head snapped toward the disturbance. It was near the back. A woman. Her world tilted. No. My world tilted. Rebecca. My mistress. She looked pale, deathly pale. She was clutching a stone pillar, her other hand pressed against her nose. Without thinking, my gaze locked on her. She shouldn't be here. I told her not to come, because this was a day for duty, not complications. Moments later, she stumbled. She looked right at me, her eyes wide with terror. And then she fell. Chapter 2. The gasps were like thunder. Chaos erupted. Wolves surged forward. Shouts echoed off the stone. My perfect, controlled ceremony shattered. In the span of a breath, rage, cold and sharp, shot through me. This was an insult. This was a weakness. "Silence!" I roared. The sound wave of my alpha command slammed into them. The pack froze. Even the air seemed to tremble. Better. I strode down the steps, my pack parting before me like water. I ignored Arya. I didn't even look at her. She was irrelevant. This was the real problem. Healers were already at Rebecca's side. She was conscious. Barely. She was clutching her stomach and moaning, a sound that grated on my nerves. "What is this?" I demanded. My voice was low, dangerous. The head healer, Alara, looked up. Her face was grim. She was an old wolf, her silver-gray hair pulled back tight. She'd seen everything, and she looked scared. "Alpha, she's weak. Her pulse is thready." Deep down, I knew the truth. This was no simple sickness. This was deliberate. "Get her to the infirmary. Now." "No," Rebecca whispered. Her voice was a dry rasp. She grabbed Alara's arm. Her knuckles were white. "No, it burns, Kale. It burns." What scared me more? The fact she was dying or the fact it was happening here? In front of everyone? It made me look weak. It made me look uncontrolled. Alara frantically waved a hand over Rebecca's mouth, sniffing, her eyes widened in horror. "Alpha." "What?" I snarled. Alara's voice trembled. "It's wolfsbane. No, something worse. Mixed. It's poison. Poison." The word hung in the dead air. "Poison. In my hall. At my mating." To make things worse, Alara looked up, her eyes filled with a terrible, dawning horror. She didn't look at me. She looked past me, up at the dais, at Arya. Without warning, Alara shouted the word that would end everything. "She's been poisoned!" Chapter 3. The silence that followed was heavier than stone. Poisoned. I turned. Slowly. My neck cracked. I felt the eyes of my entire pack on my back. I looked up at the dais. Arya stood there. Frozen. Her face was as white as her dress. Her hands were clasped so tight her knuckles were white. She looked guilty. Of course she looked guilty. Who else? Who else had the motive? Who else stood to gain by removing the complication? My mind worked fast. Too fast. The fated mate. The jealous woman. The one who saw her position threatened before she even had it. It made perfect, sickening sense. As if pulled by a string, my feet moved. I walked back up the steps. Each step was a hammer blow. Thud, thud, thud. "Arya," I said. My voice was calm. Too calm. It was the calm of the storm's eye. She flinched, her breath caught. "Did you do this?" What? No, Kaylee, no. Her voice trembled. She took a step back. Weakness. Deceit. At that moment, I hated that weakness. I hated the way she trembled. I hated that the moon chose this for me. "Liar," I whispered. "No, I swear. I wouldn't." "You wouldn't do that," I snarled. "You wouldn't remove the woman who, I stopped. Because even I didn't know the full truth. Not yet. She knew. The voice. It was Rebecca. She was being lifted onto a stretcher, but she was pointing. Her hand, pale and shaking, was pointing right at Arya. The entire hall turned. "Rebecca, save your strength," Alara pleaded. "No, she knew," Rebecca sobbed. A real, gut-wrenching sound. It tore at something inside me, the sound of my possession being hurt. "Knew what?" I demanded, my gaze still locked on Arya's terrified face. The tension broke. Rebecca's voice rose, filled with agony and despair. A mother's despair. "She knew about the baby." The baby. My baby? My heir? And just like that, everything changed. The air left my lungs. The inconvenience of the bond, the irritation, it all vanished. It was replaced by something else. A rage so pure, so cold, so absolute it was almost holy. Because this wasn't just poison. This wasn't just jealousy. This was an attack on my blood. On my legacy. I looked at Arya. Her mouth was open. She was shaking her head, silent tears streaming down her face. But I didn't see a terrified girl. I saw a monster. I saw a traitor. And I saw my excuse. The perfect ironclad reason to reject the fated mate I never wanted. Chapter 4. The baby. My baby? My heir? And just like that, everything changed. The words echoed in the stone hall. 1,000 wolves gasped as one. My heir. This wasn't just a petty, jealous attack. This wasn't just an insult to my mistress. This was treason. This was an attempt to kill my bloodline. In that moment, the faint, inconvenient pull of the fated bond didn't just die. It rotted. It turned to ash in my veins. Because this fated mate the moon sent me was a snake. A viper. No, Arya whispered from the dais. No, he's lying, Rebecca, tell them. But Rebecca was unconscious, her face a mask of pain as the healers rushed her out. Her work was done. The pack was in an uproar. Shouts of traitor and kill her rose from the crowd. My pack. They were looking at me. They were looking for control, for justice. My rage was a living thing. It was cold. It was hard. It was perfect. In fact, this was a gift. The moon had given me a flaw, and that flaw had just given me the perfect excuse to remove it. I raised my hand. Silence. The hall went dead. I turned my full attention to the girl on the dais, the girl in the white dress. She was sobbing. Kaylee, please, I don't know anything about a baby. I wouldn't, please, you have to believe me. I walked toward her. My steps were heavy. You dare say that to me? I growled. My voice was low. It was the sound of rocks grinding together. I didn't. I swear on the moon. You swear on the moon? I laughed. It was a horrible sound. The goddess who bonded me to a murderer? Her oaths mean nothing. To make things worse, she reached for me. Her hand, shaking, tried to touch my arm. As if pulled by a string, I grabbed her wrist. Hard. Don't. Touch. Me. The moment their eyes locked, I saw her terror. And I saw her as a liability. She was a threat to my legacy. And I destroy threats. That's why I turned to my guards. Guards. Seize her. Chapter 5. No, Kaylee, please, she screamed. It was a pathetic sound. My guards, my loyal stone wolves, grabbed her. They were gentle, too gentle. Because of that, I snarled. Drag her. Their faces hardened. They grabbed her arms and dragged her from the dais down the steps. She stumbled. Her white dress, the dress of a Luna, was now bunched in her hands. Her world tilted. This is the trial, I announced to the pack. There was no jury. There was no defense. There was only me. I am the Alpha King. My word is law. My judgment is infallible. I stood over her. She was on her knees in the middle of the hall. A spectacle. You tried to kill my mistress, I stated. No, I didn't. You tried to poison her, I said louder. I didn't. Alara, tell him. I haven't been near Rebecca in weeks. I've been in my room, preparing. Her voice trembled. I looked at Alara, the healer. Alara wouldn't meet my eyes. Alara? I pressed. The old wolf looked conflicted. Alpha, the poison, it's complex. It's not something just any wolf would have. It's old, very old. An open loop, a flicker of something. Did she mean Arya was too stupid to find it? Or did she mean something else? It didn't matter. Deep down, I knew the truth. Or the truth I needed. So, it's a rare poison, I said, twisting her words. A poison a traitor would use. A poison someone would use to hide their tracks. I looked back at Arya. Someone who knew they would be the first suspect. Kylie, no, this is insane, she cried. Why would I do this? You're my mate. As the silence roared, she said the one word that sealed her fate. The bond. Kaylee, feel the bond. It wouldn't let me. It wouldn't let me hurt you. And the baby is yours. The bond would protect it. Her logic was desperate, and it made my wolf snarl, because my pride was screaming. This weak, treacherous thing was trying to tell me about the bond? About my blood? I knelt down. I grabbed her chin. I forced her to look at me. Under the weight of his stare, she stopped breathing. "You are not my mate," I whispered, the words like acid. "You are a mistake. You are a liability. You are nothing." I saw her heart break. I saw the light in her eyes just go out. "Good." I stood up. Her denials are proof of her guilt. She would have let me bond to her today knowing she had murdered my child. A growl rumbled through the pack. They saw it now. They saw my truth. That's why I had to make an example. Because an alpha's control must be total. It must be swift. And it must be seen. I turned to my beta. "Marcus, bring the silver whip." Chapter 6. As the silence stretched, you could hear a pin drop. The pack knew that whip. It was not for simple punishment. It was for traitors. It was soaked in wolfsbane. It didn't just cut the skin, it burned the wolf inside. Arya made a sound. A small, choked animal sound. "Good. Let her feel fear." Marcus returned. He held the whip. He looked at me, his eyes asking, "Are you sure?" I gave him a look that dared him to question me. He bowed his head. He handed it to me. The leather handle was cold in my hand. "Arya of the Stone Ridge," I boomed. My voice needed no magic to fill the hall. It was filled with power. "You have been found guilty, not only of attempted murder, but of treason against the Alpha's bloodline." I walked up to her. I raised the whip. "You plotted to kill my heir." "Kale, no," she begged. "You have broken the pack's most sacred law. Please don't. And you have spat on the gift of the Moon Goddess." At that moment, I felt righteous. This was not murder. This was a cleansing. "The sentence," I roared, "is 10 lashes and banishment." A gasp. Not even my father had banished a wolf in 30 years. Banishment wolfless was a death sentence. The fatal wilderness would tear her apart. "Mercy," Alpha Alera, the healer, whispered from the side. I ignored her. "Do it," I commanded Marcus. Marcus stepped back. "Alpha, she is your fated." A growl rose in her throat. No, in my throat. "She is nothing." I turned. "You will not? Then I will." I raised the whip high, and I brought it down, crack. The sound was like lightning. It hit her back. The white dress tore. Blood, bright red, sprayed. Arya screamed. It was a sound I will never know. As the echo faded, something else happened. Inside me, the bond, that itching, inconvenient, pulling rope snap. It felt like my soul was ripped in half. A searing, agonizing pain exploded behind my eyes. I staggered. I gasped. What was that? What? As if fate whispered, the answer came to me. It was the purge. That's why it hurts. It was a betrayal. The lie. The poison of her leaving me. I wasn't losing my mate. I was being cleansed of my enemy. The pain was a good thing. It was proof. I breathed in. The pain was still there. A new hollow ache. But then, I felt free. I was in control again. Arya was on the floor, sobbing. 9 more, I ordered Marcus, my voice cold. I turned my back. I would not watch. I walked away from the dais, away from the screams, away from the smell of her blood. I walked toward the healers who were waiting by the door. My heir, my legacy. That was what mattered. "Take me to Rebecca," I commanded. "Save my son." Chapter 7. It's been 3 weeks. 3 weeks of quiet. I stood by the window of my chambers staring out. The moon was full, a perfect, cold circle in the sky. But then it felt distant, like a polished stone. Not the living, breathing goddess I had known my entire life, I ignored it. Because I had won. Rebecca was safe. Finally, she was asleep in my bed, her breathing soft, though it still rattled sometimes. The healers said the baby was strong. My son. That's why I did it. For my legacy. For my blood. Still, the pack was sullen. It was annoying. They moved through the halls with their eyes down. They flinched when I entered a room. They were afraid of me. Good. Fear is better than disrespect. Fear is control. I touched the space over my heart, the place where the bond snapped. The agonizing, searing pain had faded. Instead, it left a hole. A hollow, empty, cold spot. It wasn't grief. No. It was peaceful. The peace of a parasite being removed. So why did I keep reaching for it? Why did my wolf keep pacing, looking for something that wasn't there? I hated that. I hated the phantom limb. I hated her for leaving this scar on my soul. A beat later, Rebecca stirred. Kaylee? Her voice was thin. She was still so weak from the poison. That poison. I'd had Marcus look into it. Alara was right, it was old. Ancient. Not something a simple girl like Arya could have just found. So, where did she get it? It was an annoying loose end. I'm here, I said, my voice flat. I'm cold. I pulled the fur blanket up. Her skin was clammy. Her scent was all pungent healing herbs and sickness. It wasn't jasmine. I clenched my jaw. This was my choice. This was the mother of my heir. I would protect her. I would honor her. I would endure this. Despite that, I found myself walking out of the chambers. I needed air. The smell was suffocating. The hollow ache was just annoying. It was not a loss. It was not a regret. It was just an irritation. I would force this pack back to normal. I would force this victory to feel real. Chapter 8. Come morning, my irritation had a new target. My scouts. Say that again, I growled. I was in the war room. The great map of our territory was splayed out, but I wasn't looking at it. I was looking at Tarek. My lead scout shifted on his feet. He was a tough wolf, scared and solid. He wasn't prone to stories. Alpha, the fatal wilderness, it's different. Different how? The winds, Alpha. He swallowed. He looked scared. They don't move right. They move against the weather. They whisper. I stared at him. Whisper. And when they patrol the border wolves, they say they're being watched. As the silence stretched, I felt my patience snap. Watched? Watched by what? Rogues? Did you find tracks? No, Alpha, that's the thing. No tracks, not one. But the feeling is like the air itself is watching us. And the crops on the western fields, the ones bordering the wilderness, they're dying. Dying crops. Whispering winds. Ghosts. This was a weakness. This was superstition. Because my pack was unsettled, because I had made a hard choice, they were now seeing shadows in the dark. Are you a pup, Tarek? I snarled. Scared of the wind? He flinched. No, Alpha, it's real, it's her. He didn't have to say the name. Arya. My rage spiked. It was hot and fast. She is dead, I roared. The maps on the table fluttered. No one survives the wilderness wolfless. She was torn apart by wilders or rogues weeks ago, do you understand me? Yes, Alpha. This pack, I growled, is becoming soft. We had a traitor. I purged the traitor. We are stronger for it. I slammed my fist on the table. I will not have my scouts whispering ghost stories. I will not have my pack looking over their shoulders. And I will not have her name spoken again. Double the patrols, I commanded. Find me rogues. Find me tracks. Find me something I can kill. Am I clear? Yes, Alpha. He scrambled out of the room. I turned to the map, whispering winds, dying crops. It was nonsense. So why did the cold, hollow place inside my chest throb? Chapter 9. That night, the whispers became a scream. I was in my study trying to focus on trade logs. But then the wind picked up. This wasn't a normal storm. It came from nowhere. The sky was clear an hour ago. Now it was black. The wind didn't just howl. It shrieked. It sounded like a woman screaming in rage. A shiver. Cold and sharp. I ignored it. Crack. A sound like a cannon shot echoed through the pack house. I ran to the balcony. I looked out over the pack house. The storm wasn't everywhere. It was a vortex. A spinning, black, unnatural cloud. And it was centered no, right over the Great Hall, right over the mating court. As if fate demanded it, a bolt of green lightning, green, lanced down from the cloud. Crash! The sound of 1,000 windows shattering. The ancient stained glass of the mating court, the glass that told the story of my ancestors, is gone. Guards, to the Great Hall, I roared. This was an attack. But an attack by what? What Alpha commanded the sky? Maybe it was fate. I felt something I hadn't felt since I was a child. Confusion. This was a power I couldn't fight. I couldn't punch the wind. I couldn't snarl at the lightning. For the first time, it was nothing. I raced down the halls. The pack was in chaos. Pups were crying. To make things worse, I burst into the ruined mating court. It was destroyed. The tapestries showing my father's victory ripped from the walls. The stone floor cracked. The dais split in two. And the wind was inside the hall, swirling like a living thing. It was cold. So cold. And it smelled like jasmine. Her world tilted. My world tilted. No. Without warning, a scout burst through the broken doors. It was Tarek. His eyes were wild. He was bleeding from a cut on his head. Alpha! He screamed. He was terrified. What is it? What's new at the border? Tarek looked at me. He was shaking. He pointed. He pointed back toward the wilderness. Alpha, the winds, the whispers, it's her. I told you she is dead. No! Tarek shrieked, his voice cracking. She's at the border. She's walking in the storm. Alpha, it's her. She's back. Chapter 10. She's back. Tarek's words didn't make sense. Lies. She's dead, I roared, but my voice cracked. Because the smell of jasmine and ozone was getting stronger, it was coming from the ruined Great Hall. In that moment, my pride and my rage pushed past the confusion. This was a trick. A rogue witch, maybe. Someone using her face. Guards, with me! I didn't wait. I stormed into the hall. The wind stopped. Just like that. Dead silence. The dust settled. And there she was. She was standing in the very center of the hall, right where I'd had her beaten. But it wasn't her. It couldn't be. The girl I banished was small. She was weak. She was broken. This woman stood tall. Her simple white dress was gone. She was wearing nothing. Nothing but the wind. It wrapped around her like a cloak of shadows and mist. Her hair, black as night, floated around her as if she were underwater. And her back, I could see her back. It wasn't covered in the red weeping lashes I'd given her. It was covered in scars. Silver scars. And they were glowing. They glowed with a pale silver light, like moonlight captured under the skin. Her world tilted. My world tilted. Arya? The name felt wrong on my tongue. It felt like ash. She turned, slowly. Her eyes. Oh, goddess. Her eyes weren't the bright, hopeful eyes I remembered. They were empty. They were ancient. They were two pools of spinning silver storms. My breath caught. This was not Arya. This was something else. What are you? I whispered. The guards, my best stone wolves, were frozen at the door. They were afraid. Their wolves were whimpering. Deep down, I knew the truth. This was not a witch's trick. This was her. But she had changed. That's why my old anger returned. This thing had destroyed my hall. It was defying me. I am the king. I don't care what she is. It doesn't matter what you are, I snarled, finding my voice. You are an abomination. You are a traitor. I pointed at her. I banished you. I condemned you. I took a step forward. Guards, I roared, my alpha command slamming into them. Seize her! Chapter 11. My voice, the alpha command, usually breaks wills. It forces obedience. But then, my guards flinched. They took a step forward and then froze. Because Arya didn't even look at them. She was still looking at me. As the silence stretched, she just raised her hand. That was it. She just lifted her hand, palm out, like she was telling a child to stop. A beat later, the wind answered her. It didn't come from the broken windows. It came from her. It was a scream. A focused, screaming jet of air, not red, not black, but clear like pure force. It shot past me. I didn't even have time to flinch. It was not aimed at me. It was not aimed at my guards. It was aimed at the altar. The Great Moon Altar. The single massive piece of white stone carved by the first alphas. The stone that had stood for 1,000 years. The heart of my pack. The place where every alpha had been mated. Where every pup was blessed. The wind hit it. Crack. Shh. Boom. The sound wasn't just loud. It was final. The altar, the 1,000-year-old altar, exploded. It shattered. It turned into dust. Time stood still. Dust and white pebbles rained down. The entire pack, everyone who had gathered, screamed. It was the sound of blasphemy, of horror. My thoughts spun. I had no goal. I was frozen. My mind just stopped. It's gone. She broke it. She broke the altar. Not with claws, not with fangs. She used the air. As the dust settled, I felt something. Something new. Something I never felt before. It wasn't rage. It wasn't confusing. It was fear. Cold. Sharp. Absolute fear. Because I was the Alpha King. I was the strongest. I was in control. And this thing, this ghost with her face, just destroyed the heart of my world with a gesture. Chapter 12. In the quiet that followed, the only sound was a piece of stone tink 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 rolling across the floor. My guards were on their knees, not in respect, in terror. My pack was silent, watching from the broken doors. Humiliated. I was humiliated. In my own hall, in front of my pack. This thing had just proven me powerless. That's why my fear turned. It turned into rage. A new kind of rage. A desperate, impotent rage. I wanted to lunge. I wanted to tear her throat out. But I couldn't move. Because I was still afraid. As the wind shifted, she finally spoke. Her voice wasn't her voice. It was layered. It was her voice and the sound of 1,000 whispering winds and the sound of screaming gales. All at once. You are a king. Her words slammed into me. Of nothing. My chest ached. Nothing. She called me nothing. Before I could move, before I could speak, she turned. She didn't run. She didn't walk. She just turned. And the storm that was her swooped into the hall. It wrapped around her. It lifted her, and it carried her away up through the hole in the roof her lightning had made. And just like that, she was gone. The air thickened. I was left standing in the ruins, alone. The smell of jasmine and ozone was everywhere. My world tilted. I was shaking. Me, the Alpha King, shaking. Because my authority, my power, my infallible judgment. It was all a lie. My pack was staring at me. They weren't looking at me like I was their king. They were looking at me like I was the man who had poked the gods and lost. My worldview shattered. But then a new thought came. A sharp thought. The poison. Alara's words. It's old. Ancient. Arya couldn't have found that. But what if Rebecca lied? What if the baby is my heir? What if that was a lie? No. But what if the poison? What if Rebecca, I needed answers. This thing Arya was magic. What if Rebecca knew? My fear of humiliation finally found a target. It found her. I stormed out of the hall. I ignored the pack. I ignored my guards. I grabbed the nearest healer. Where is she? Where is Rebecca? I found her. In my chambers. I threw the door open. She sat up, clutching the furs, her face pale. Callie? What was that noise? I grabbed her. I pulled her up. What is she? Chapter 13. What is she? I roared the words. The sound bounced off the walls of my chambers. Rebecca scrambled back on my bed, pulling the furs up. Her eyes were wide, terrified, good. At that moment, my control was gone. My pride was gone. All that was left was the fear, the humiliation. That thing with Arya's face had broken my altar. It humiliated me. And this woman was the start of it. Kali, what was that noise? The shaking? Don't lie to me, I snarled. I grabbed her by the shoulders. I dragged her from the bed. She was weak. I didn't care. Arya, the storm, you knew, she shrieked, her voice cracking. Knew what? That she was a monster? A witch? You knew she wasn't normal. I shook her, hard. The poison. Alara said it was ancient, not something a pup like Arya could find. My thoughts spun. I was connecting it. The dots, they were finally connecting. You knew what she was, I whispered, the rage turning cold. You knew she was different. You knew she was a threat. And you used me. No. You used my pride. You used my hair. I did it for us, she sobbed. She was your mate. She would have taken you away. I was jealous. Jealousy. It was a simple motive. Too simple. Because it didn't explain the poison. Where did you get it? I found it, she cried. I swear, Kale, in the old Alpha's chambers, your father's things, a small iron box. It was just there. I just wanted her gone. As the silence stretched, I stared at her. My father's things? Maybe it was fate, a plausible lie, but a lie nonetheless. And it didn't matter. Deep down, I knew the truth, or a part of it. I had been the weapon. She had pointed at me and I had fired. You ruined me, I whispered. Because if her story was a lie, then my judgment no, I refused it. She was the liar, not me. She was the poison. Kale, the baby, I'm still so weak, she whimpered, reaching for me. Without thinking, I shoved her away. She fell to the floor. Get out. Kale, please, out, I roared. Out of my chambers, out of my sight. She scrambled to her feet, sobbing, and fled. I was alone. I had to fix this. I had to reestablish control. I had to show the pack that I, not her, was the king. Chapter 14. The next day, the pack was wrong. The air was thick, tense. They were gathered in the main square, whispering. They weren't working. I strode out onto the balcony of the Great Hall, looking down on my people. What is the meaning of this? I demanded. Get back to your duties. No one moved. They just stared at me. But then, they moved. As if the forest watched, the pack parted. And there she was. She was the reason. Arya. She wasn't flying. She wasn't storming. She was just walking. She walked through the center of my village. Her feet were bare. The wind was her only dress. She walked right past the dais, right past me like I was nothing. And she walked to Alara, the old healer. My pack, they let her. They watched. As if the world narrowed, Arya touched Alara's cheek. You spoke for me. Her voice that layered, windy, echoed. It was soft. The wind remembers. Alara cried. She bowed to Arya. My healer. Bowing. Then Arya turned to Tarak, my scout. You spoke the truth, she said. The wind sees you. What was she doing? She wasn't attacking. She was judging. She was blessing them. My pack. Get away from them, I roared. My voice trembled. As the wind shifted, Arya finally turned to me. Her storm eyes weren't angry. They were sad. You were the one who lied, Kaylee, her voice sang, loud enough for everyone to hear. You were the one who broke the bond. You were the one who belted me. A gasp went through the crowd. An old wolf, Garrus, his fur was gray. He was my father's oldest friend. He stepped forward. Alpha, he said, his voice shaking. Is it true? Did you know she was innocent? My pack was questioning me? She is a monster, I yelled. I pointed at the ruined hall. She destroyed the altar. The altar was stone, Arya's voice said. It was everywhere. You destroyed a soul. Between them, something cracked. The pack, it was divided. Some looked at me with fear. But others, many others, looked at her with awe. My control was gone. I am your king, I bellowed. You are a liar, Arya said. My rage, my impotent rage, snapped. I will kill you! I lunged. I didn't care about the magic. I didn't care about the wind. I would tear her apart before I could move, before I could even take a single step. The wind slammed me. Whump. It wasn't a cut. It wasn't a push. It was a wall, a solid, invisible wall. It threw me back. Me, the Alpha King, thrown 10 feet. I landed hard on the stone, humiliated, again, in front of everyone. As the silence roared, Arya didn't even look at me. She just turned and walked away. And the pack, my pack, they let her go. Chapter 15. I was on my feet. I didn't care about her. I didn't care about the pack. I cared about the lie. That's why I stormed back into the ruined Great Hall. Rebecca. She was cowering near the broken dais, cowering from me. What did you do? I screamed. I grabbed her. I did it for us, she shrieked. Her eyes were wild. I did it so we could be together, so your son could rule. What did you do? As if summoned, she was there. Arya. She was standing where the altar used to be. The wind was swirling around her, slow, deadly. Tell him, Arya's voice commanded. Tell him the real lie. Rebecca screamed. She was terrified. She was looking at me, then at Arya. She's a witch! Rebecca screamed at me. She's lying! Kill her, Kaylee! She's a monster! Protect your baby! The truth, Rebecca, I snarled, shaking her. The baby! Tell me about the baby! My thoughts spun. I needed my heir to be real. Because if the baby was real, then I was still right. I was still the king. The baby is fine, Rebecca sobbed. I swear, she frightened me, the poison it had almost... Liar! Arya's voice wasn't a shout. It was a judgment. It hit the stones, it shook the walls. You were never with a child. Her world tilted. My world. No, I froze. I looked at Rebecca. Rebecca? Her face. It crumbled. The terror, the lies, the plan, it all just broke. She looked at me, her eyes wild with true fear. I had to, she screamed. She was your mate. You would have left me. I had to make you choose. She finally shrieked the words that ended everything. It was a lie. I was never pregnant. As the silence roared, it happened. No wind, no storm, no voice, just light. A single pure silver beam of moonlight. It lanced through the hole in the roof. It hit Rebecca. As if the world narrowed, she didn't even have time to scream. She just gasped. Her eyes went wide, and she burned. She turned to silver ash, just like that. The light vanished. In the stillness that followed, a pile of gray ash and the smell of ozone was all that was left. I stared at the ash. My heir, a lie. My justification, a lie. My rage, a lie. My judgment, a lie. Also, I banished her. I belted her. I broke my bond for nothing. My chest ached. I was hollow. Chapter 16. In the stillness that followed, there was nothing. Just a pile of fine silver ash on the cracked stone. The smell of ozone and judgment burned my nose. Rebecca. Gone. A beat later, a small breeze, Arya's breeze, stirred the pile. A puff of ash, my air drifted past my boot. My chest ached, hollow. I was hollow. I didn't feel angry. I didn't feel sadness. I felt nothing, because what was there to feel? The lie was gone, and it took everything else with it. My justification, my air, my pride. All of it is just ash. As the silence roared, I finally heard the other sound, breathing, my pack. I turned, slowly. They were all there, crowding the broken doors, staring. Before, they looked at me with fear. Now, oh goddess, it was worse. It wasn't fear. It was contempt. It was disgusting. Garrus, my father's old friend, just shook his head. Alara, the healer, spat on the ground. My pack. They hated me. Because of that, I finally understood. I hadn't just lost Rebecca. I hadn't just lost an imaginary heir. I hadn't just lost the altar. I had lost them. In that moment, I was truly, completely alone. Arya was still there, standing where the altar was. She hadn't moved, She was just watching me break, her world tilted. My world ended. I had to say something. I was still their king. I didn't know. My voice. It was weak. A whisper. No one moved. No one spoke. My words, they just died in the air. They didn't matter. Nothing mattered. The guilt finally hit me. It wasn't cold. It was hot. Searing. I didn't just banish a traitor. I belted, I beat, I broke an innocent. My mate. Her breath caught. My breath wouldn't come. I looked at Arya. Really looked at her. And I fled. I just turned. And I ran. Chapter 17. I didn't know where I was running. My feet just moved. I ran from the pack. I ran from the ash. I ran from me. A beat later, I found myself back where it all ended. The ruined mating court. The moon, the angry moon, streamed in through the broken roof. And she was there. Of course she was. She was standing where the altar was. The wind was soft. It was just touching the broken stones. Like it was morning. My body moved on instinct. I fell. I just fell to my knees. The sharp stone bit into my legs. I didn't care. I finally saw her. Not the monster. Not the witch. Not the weak girl I hated. I saw her. The girl I belted. The woman I destroyed. The power I unleashed. Arya. My voice was broken. It was a croak. She didn't move. Arya, please. I crawled. Me. The Alpha King. I crawled on my hands and knees through the dust of my own altar. I stopped at her feet. I looked up. Her storm eyes looked tired. What should I say? How do you fix this? I didn't know. It was the stupidest, weakest excuse. I didn't know she lied. I was begging. I was crying. Me. Hot, shameful tears. They hit the dust. Please, Arya, the bond, I broke it, but maybe we can fix it. It was a lie. A broken bond, it's forever. But I was desperate. I was an alpha. An alpha needs a pack, a mate, a goddess. And I had nothing. I'm sorry. I sobbed. I'm sorry I belted you. I'm sorry. I reached out. My hands are shaking. I just wanted to touch her. To see if she was real. Her name hung in the air. She let me. My fingers brushed her leg. It wasn't skin. It felt electric. It felt like air. And it felt cold. So cold. Chapter 18. She stepped back. My hand was empty. The cold stayed on my skin. In the echo of his voice, my sobbing, she spoke. That voice. That wind and whisper voice. Sorry? The word sounded curious, like a scientist looking at a bug. You are sorry? Yes, I cried. Yes, I do anything, I'll do anything. As the truth unraveled, she didn't laugh. I wish she had laughed. Instead, she just looked at me. Sorry does not unbreak the altar, she whispered. Sorry does not unbreak the bond. And sorry does not heal these. As if fate demanded it, the wind, her wind, pulled it back from her. Her back, the glowing silver scars they were moving. They looked like lightning trapped under her skin. The wind, it found me, she said. It claimed me. It healed me. It made me. She looked past me, up through the hole in the roof, at the moon. The wind claimed me. And just like that, everything changed. Her head tilted. Her storm eyes looked back at me. And I saw pity. No, no pity. Emptiness. But what about you, Kaylee? Me? The wind claimed me. Rebecca the moon judged. Her next words, they ended me. But you, Kale, king of nothing, the moon has abandoned you. My chest ached, I felt it. I reached for the goddess, I reached for my wolf. Nothing. Nothing. The hollow place wasn't hollow anymore. It was gone. There was nothing left. No, I whispered. No, no. You are godless. You are mateless. And you are packless. She turned. The wind rose. No, I screamed. No, don't leave me. Don't leave me alone. I tried to grab her. The wind held me. It pushed me down, gently, like a hand pushing a child down. As the echo faded, she was gone. She just vanished. In the stillness that followed, I was alone. In the ruins. In the dark. A king. A king of ash. Chapter 19. I stayed there. I don't know how long. Maybe hours. Maybe a whole day. The moon crawled across the broken roof. Then the sun came. It burned my eyes. I didn't move. I just sat. In the dust of my altar. In the ash of my air. And I remembered. I saw it all. I saw the ceremony. Her small face. Her hopeful eyes. And I felt annoyed. Why? Why was I annoyed? As the truth unraveled, I saw it. Because she wasn't a warrior. She wasn't strong. She wasn't like my father's Luna. I was angry at her before the poison. I hated that the moon chose her for me. Because, oh goddess, because deep down I knew I couldn't control a fated bond. It was a rival power. It was a weakness. And just like that, everything changed. The lie, Rebecca's lie, it wasn't the reason. No, it was an excuse. It was my perfect excuse. I wanted to believe her. I needed Arya to be guilty, because it gave me the right to reject the bond. It gave me the right to break it, to remove the one thing in my world I couldn't control. My chest ached. It wasn't the goddess who abandoned me. I abandoned her. It wasn't Rebecca who was the real monster. It wasn't Arya. It was me. It was my pride. My pride. It ate my mate. It ate my pack. It ate my soul. In the stillness that followed, I finally knew. This was the spark of hope. It wasn't joy. It was clear, terrible, awful clarity. And I knew what I had to do. There was no fighting this. There was no winning this. There was only acceptance. A beat later, I finally stood up. Chapter 20. I was covered in dust and ash. My fine mating tunic was filthy. It was torn from where the wind pushed me. I probably looked insane. Maybe I was. I walked out of the great hall, into the sunlight. It hurt. Moments later, I was in the main square. The pack, they were there, huddled, whispering. As if the forest watched, they all went silent. They saw me. Her breath caught. Their breath caught. They looked afraid. Not of my power, but of my madness. They were afraid of what the broken king would do next. Who would he blame now? Instead, I walked to the center. I didn't roar. I didn't command. My voice was just a man's voice, tired, broken. I cleared my throat. The sound was loud in the silence. I was wrong. A gasp from everyone. I believed a lie. I looked at Garrus, at Ilara. I believed it because my pride demanded it. I laughed, a broken, empty sound. A king protects his pack. An alpha honors the moon. My thoughts spun. I have no moon, I have no honor, and I have no pack. Before the words left my lips, I knew this was the only way, the only penance. I, Alpha Kale, king of the silver pack. I stopped. My throat is closed. King of ash. I abdicate. Silence. Utter, shocked silence. No one breathed. I do not name a successor. Why? Because I have no right. The moon will guide you. I looked up, in the empty sky, because she has abandoned me. Chapter 21. Without another word, I turned from them. My former pack. I reached up to my shoulder. As if pulled by a string, my fingers found the pin, the insignia of the Alpha King, the silver snarling wolf, my father's pin. It was heavy. It was so heavy. Heavy with lies. Heavy with blood. Heavy with pride. With a single glance at the silver wolf, I ripped it from my tunic, tearing the cloth. I looked at it. This piece of metal was what I killed for. This was the price of my soul. I opened my hand. It fell. Clink, clink, clatter. It rolled in the dirt, just dirt and metal. Nothing. My chest ached, but it was lighter. The hollow was still there, but it wasn't screaming anymore. And just like that, everything changed. I had one last thing to do, I turned my back, at home, on my pack, on my lies. I started to walk. As the silence stretched, no one stopped me. No one called for me. I walked past the border. I didn't have my wolf. I didn't have my title. I was just a man, a broken man. I walked toward the wilderness, the fatal wilderness. Where else could I go? I walked into the same woods I sent her to die in. This was not a banishment. This was penance. Chapter 22. I crossed the border. The line was just dirt. But then, the moment my foot touched the wild grass, everything changed. The air got colder. The sounds of the pack whispers, the crying, they faded. Instead, the only sound was the wind. As if the forest held its breath, it stopped. Dead. Silent. This was the fatal wilderness. The place I sent her. The place I sent her to die. And I was here. I kept walking. With every step I took, my boots crunched on dry leaves. Everything was dry. The trees were black. They were twisted. Their branches looked like claws. Claws scratching at the gray sky. My chest ached. This was my penance, because I deserved this. I deserved nothing. I kept walking. I didn't know where I was going. I just walked. My thoughts spun. I saw her face. Again, her eyes were begging me. Crack, the sound of the whip, her scream. Snap, the sound of my soul. No. I stopped. I leaned against one of the black trees. My breath caught. I slid down, down into the dirt. I put my face in my hands. I shook. I didn't cry. I was crying. I was hollow. I was the king of ash. As the silence stretched, a new sound, a whisper. Shh. The wind. It was back. It wasn't screaming. It wasn't angry. It was just moving. As if summoned, it touched my hair. Soft. Gentle. Cold. So cold. My heart skipped. I looked up, through my fingers. The wind was swirling, right in front of me. A little funnel of dust and leaves. It was her, Arya. Her name hung in the air. She found me. I knew she would. As if the world narrowed, I waited. I waited for the pain. I waited for the lightning. I waited for the end. Do it, I whispered. My voice was broken. Just do it. I closed my eyes. I waited. A beat later, nothing happened. Just the wind. Shh. It danced. It dimmed around my boots. It touched my cheek. A single cold touch. As the echo faded, I opened my eyes. The wind was pulling back. It wasn't attacking me. It wasn't judging me. It was watching me. And just like that, everything changed. I was the monster in the woods now. And she was the warden. My internal war, it was over. I had surrendered. In the quiet that followed, I knew. This was not an execution. This was my prison. Chapter 23. Time had stopped mattering. The sun came up, and the moon came out. I don't know how many. Days? Weeks? It didn't matter. I lived. I was a ghost. I ate. When I remembered. Berries. Roots. They tasted like nothing. But I ate. Because this wasn't about dying. This was about living. Living with this. Living with the hollow. My thoughts spun. I walked. I found a cave. It was small, dark, cold. It felt right. That night I dreamed. I dreamed of her, her in the white dress, her hopeful eyes. Crack. Her scream. I woke up, gasping, sweating, alone. In the stillness that followed, I knew I would never stop hearing it. That was part of the penance. Come morning, I walked. I had to see. As if pulled by a string, I found myself at the edge of the wilderness. I hid behind the dead trees. I looked at my no, not my pack, the pack. As the silence stretched, I watched them. They were rebuilding, already. They were fixing the roof of the great hall. They were clearing the rubble of the altar. And they were laughing. My chest ached. A group of pups were playing, chasing each other. They never did that when I was king, because I demanded an order. I demanded quiet. I demanded control. Deep down, I knew the truth. They weren't just rebuilding the hall. They were rebuilding the pack, the pack that I broke. A beat later, I saw him. Garrus, the old wolf. He was standing where I used to stand. He was directing them. He was leading them. And they listened. They respected him. They smiled at him. My world tilted. They already had a new alpha. And just like that, I finally understood. They didn't need me. They were better without me. I wasn't just godless. I was useless. I was nothing. As fate whispered, I turned away. I slid back into the shadows, back into my prison, my melancholy, my grief. My pride was all gone. There was nothing left, just the ghost. Chapter 24. I don't know how long I existed. Time was just light and dark and wind. She was always there, always watching. Sometimes there is a cold breeze in my cave, sometimes a soft whisper when I woke up from the screams. She never spoke. She never attacked. She just was. My warden. My constant reminder. In the quiet that followed, I accepted it. I stopped hating myself. I hate that it takes energy. I had no energy. I just was. A shell. A memory. A warning. But then, one night, everything roared. Without warning, I woke up. The ground was shaking. The wind wasn't whispering. It was screaming. Just like the night she broke the altar. Her breath caught. My breath caught. Is this it? Is it the end? My thoughts spun. I crawled out of my cave. The sky, oh goddess, the sky was black. Black and green and silver. A storm. A terribly beautiful storm. Her storm. As the world narrowed, I knew she was here. And she was angry. No, not angry. She was powerful. As if fate demanded it, I knew what to do. I didn't hide. I didn't cower. Why? Because what was the point? Instead, I walked. I left the dead trees. I walked to the edge of the cliff that overlooked the forest. The wind, it tore at my rags. It ripped at my hair. It screamed in my ears. And I stood. I opened my arms, wide. I tilted my head back. I closed my eyes. And I let it hit me. The rain was ice. The wind pushed me. It wanted to throw me off, but I stood. I accepted it. Do it! I scream into the storm. Take me! It's okay! I was ready. I deserved this end. As the silence roared, just the wind, it stopped. Just like that. Everything stopped. The rain, the wind, the shaking. As the echo faded, I opened my eyes. The storm was gone. The clouds, they parted. And the moon shone down. Not the cold, angry moon, but a soft, silver light. It touched my face. It was warm. My chest ached, and I felt it. A whisper. Not from the wind, from her, from the goddess. You are forgiven. My knees buckled. I fell. Not in despair, not in fear. I fell in release. And for the first time in forever, the hollow place, it stopped hurting. I stayed there, on the cliff, under the light of the moon, breathing the air that she commanded. A ghost, but a free one. Epilogue, years later. The forest was no longer black. Life had returned. The dead, claw-like trees were gone. Now young green saplings pushed up through the rich dirt. The fatal wilderness wasn't fatal anymore. It was just the woods, and I was no longer the king of ash. The pack had a new name for me, the ghost in the woods. I liked that. A ghost is a memory, a warning. A ghost is left alone. My cave was still my home. But now moss grew on the stones. I spent my days walking, not pacing, not running, just walking. I would watch the pack from a distance, always from a distance. Garrus was a good alpha. His fur was white now, but his eyes were kind. I watched as he blessed new pups on a new altar, a simple one, made of living wood. My chest ached, but it wasn't anger, it wasn't jealousy, it was good. It was the ache of something healing. The pack was strong, I was happy, it was whole without me. And just like that, I knew my penance, it was working. That night, I sat on my cliff. The wind, her wind, it always came. Before he was a warden. Now it was just a companion. It didn't shriek anymore. It whispered. It curled around my shoulders. Shh. It smelled not like jasmine anymore. It smelled like rain and life and peace. As fate whispered, I leaned back. I let the wind hold me. I looked up at the moon. Her light, the goddess's light, was warm. It filled the hollow place. It didn't fix it. Nothing could fix a broken bond, but it soothed it. The ache was dull, a scar, a reminder of pride, not a punishment. I closed my eyes. I alpha Kale, no, just Kale. The ghost in the woods, the broken king, the forgiven man. I breathed in her air, and for the first time since before the mating, I was calm. I was done. I was free.